Blog Talk Radio.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly from The Dolly McCarthy Show. You've reached The Dolly McCarthy Show. We are live on air with Blog Talk Radio right now. And if you're listening on WCKG, it's Sunday at noon. Say hello. I'm saying hello to all my listeners on WCKG, noon on Sunday. Saturdays, you're on, V is in the house too. My friend V is here. I'm spacing out, TuiVilleRadio.com on Saturdays at noon, 1010 News Talk, as well as Rivet Radio in Chicago. Hey, everybody, you've reached the Dolly McCarthy Show. You've got me. So if you've been dialing up or looking for the link online and you hear this voice, you know you got it. It's a good show, I like to call it, where every week I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And the joke's on me today because I am like lost without my notes. My daughter cleaned my room. V knows my daughter, Caitlin. Veronica Porter is in the house today. V's been on the show. Ask Aunt V. Do you guys all remember her? She was on the show about a year ago, and now she's back. We're going to talk about the Veterans Victory Farm that she has created and set up and is running successfully. Is it in Naperville, V?
It's actually in Batavia. We work out of Naperville, but the farm itself is in Batavia.
Oh, okay, great. All right, well, we're going to talk to her more about that. But my daughter cleaned my room. Can you believe this? How pathetic. I have my daughter cleaning her mother's room. She cleaned up my room. She said, Mom, I'm straightening up your room. I was at work. I come home and, like, things are missing. I still cannot find my work bag with my file, my Dolly McCarthy Show file, that lists all my sponsors. But thank God I know those sponsors by heart. I want to do a shout out to Bricconi's Restaurant in Naperville for supporting the Dolly McCarthy Show for over a year now, a year and a half, actually. To Sullivan Steakhouse, that's been with me since the very beginning of this show. Thanks to Randy over at Sullivan's for supporting the show. To NapervilleAlarm.com for the past year they've been with it. The show to Homebridge Financial Services. Thanks so much, guys, for supporting the show. The Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. You guys rock over there. Naper Nights is coming up this weekend. Did you get your tickets, V?
I'm planning on going.
Okay.
I don't have my tickets,
Guess what? I have free tickets for you.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Because you are
an
in-studio guest today, so you get to go to Naper Nights. Both
Ooh.
Nights, in fact, for free. On the Dolly McCarthy Show. So we're excited about Naper Nights this weekend. It's a concert this weekend. Mr. Blotto will be there. One of my favorite bands will be there. Hello, Paul Bulger. And a lot of good things happening. You know, it's been a rough week for a lot of people, but it's a happy day here at the Dolly McCarthy Show, despite all the sadness that's been going on in the world. Lots of horrible things we've been hearing about coming out of Orlando, Florida. You know, we had the worst mass shooting in U.S. history there. 49 people killed at a gay nightclub in Orlando. I mean, it's just horrific to hear of that. And then on top of that, a two-year-old boy taken away from his family right before their eyes by an alligator in, of all places, Disney World. This one of the friendliest, you would think, safest places on earth, but he was standing in a pond that said no swimming. And, you know, in Florida, ponds, to me, say there's alligators in there.
There's something in there, yeah.
So do not go near. I do not know what was going through the mind of those parents, but, you know, when you are in that environment, you think you're in, it's like a piece of heaven, you know, it comes pretty darn close to that, if you have unlimited dollars, of course, but it is just an amazing place to be, so maybe their guard was down. I don't want to blame the parents, but I also feel like, you know, sometimes what happens naturally after these things is then Disney World gets sued for negligence, and really, I don't think in this case that would be very the right thing to do. But anyway, there's a lots of sad news in the world, and I'm not here to tell you about all that, but we have heavy hearts today for all these families and the victims, and my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody involved. This bad news and heartache got me thinking, though, over the last few days. It's been really a hard time for a lot of people in the country. Everyone talking about this. So I thought, why don't we try a little experiment? And how about we all start talking about some good stuff that's happening in our lives? You know, start to focus on what's all good on this earth, goodness and love, and just focus a little bit on that. Of course, we are not going to dismiss the heart of the issue going on in either of these horrible situations, and we'll always remember those victims. But, you know, it's important that we continue on in a positive way in memory of these folks, these victims, and focus on all that's good in the world. So that's my little soapbox today. So let's hear it, people. Let's take some action and choose love. And if you have time, post something on the Dolly McCarthy Show site and let me know the good news. You know, on this show, we like to talk about good news. I always say, what's the good word? And that's because I want to hear your good word, but I also want to remind people in every show that that's really what our true happiness is, choosing to be positive, choosing through all the adversity and all the hardships and hard times and bad times to continue on and see the light, you know. All right, so last night, here's some good thing. I went to, I'll tell this story later. I want to get right to Veronica Porter. Veronica is a friend of mine. She lived down the street from me. That's how we met. She's here in the studio now. She grew up in Naperville. It's actually my second hometown. You know, my hometown, I was born and raised in Chicago on the Northwest Side. And Naperville is very near and dear to my heart. I spent 22 years of my life there, raised all my kids there. And Veronica was down the street from me, and she always had a beautiful garden. I mean, just gorgeous, V. Say hello.
Thank you for coming on the show again. Hi, how are you?
Call her Aunt V.
Aunt V?
Yeah. So she's always had a beautiful garden. So when she told me that she was starting up, she had a mission. She was starting up this Veterans Victory Farms. I was not surprised at all. Not at all. And not because of the gardening aspect as much as it was you're very conscious of people and their needs and their, you know, what they're going through, their hard times they're going through. You're always there to lend a helping hand. And, you know, I always see at the VFW hall, I'm always running into you there. Not that I go there that often, but when I do, she's there. So I know you must go there often because I'm there sporadically and always for a good cause. So I was not surprised. And how is that going? Now, how long, it's in Bartlett, you said, the farm?
No, the farm's actually in Batavia.
Or Batavia.
We're leasing some land in Batavia. The Veterans Victory Farm started out of a long-time mission. I always jokingly say I grew up in a very small town that nobody ever heard about that grew up to be Naperville because when I was growing up here, where we're standing right now was farmland. Everything was farmland. It was a very small town.
We're standing in the WCKG studios right off of Deal and Naperville Road, and it's true. When I moved here 22 years ago, I was told by a builder to come out to Naperville, and I said, what's Naperville? Never heard of it.
Right.
Never.
In fact, it was funny because the few times it was mentioned in the news, they couldn't even pronounce it properly. It would be Naperville. And when I went away to college, my roommate was aware of where Naperville. She said that they would pack a suitcase
really?
To go visit Naperville.
Well, even if you now today, if you come, you should still pack a suitcase. You don't want to ever leave.
People don't want to ever leave.
It's a beautiful town. So your roots are in the farming community of Naperville.
Correct. My grandfather had a farm, and by today's standards, it would have been an organic farm. But back then, that was just the way you did things. And I probably just made him crazy, asked him questions, numerous questions, and continually. And then I was also blessed to have my father, who continued on farming. We always had a big, several acres of growing produce every year, and my mother preserved it. And we were just always constantly aware of the importance of the quality of the food that we grew and the importance it was to our health.
Yeah.
It was just part of this. That's just the way we grew up. And it was, you know, aunts and uncles and things like that teaching you. And if you had a question, they would show you how to do something. So it was just a really, really good community of people who really, really cared about the quality of what we ate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as everyone knows, food is such an important part of so many occasions. And so it was always really important.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And so, but you've been teaching classes and educating people on the quality of their food, and now the Veterans Victory Garden.
Farm.
I don't want to say garden.
Well, it came
out. Well, that's because that's what it used to be called.
It's
naturally coming out of my mouth. But the Veterans Victory Farm, I just love that. And now, tell us more about that. Now, I know you started it because, like I said earlier in the show, that's Veronica's way. She's always giving back. In your family, your father, wasn't he a veteran?
My father is a World War II veteran. He's 98, yes.
I remember him in the parade in Naperville. Was he able to be in the Memorial Day parade this year?
Yes.
Fantastic.
My brother came from Indiana with a 1951, it was a truck, but it looked like a Jeep, from the Korean War, and drove him in the parade. It was pretty funny.
Aww.
It was real sweet. I'll have to post it on your page. But, so he was in it. My husband is a veteran from the Army, and his father was in the Air Force during the Vietnam War.
Wow. Well, thank him for his service. Mm-hmm. Remind him that, I don't know if he'll remember me, but I remember meeting him once. him I said hello, would you? All right, so this is something that's near and dear to your heart. But, you know, we always hear in the news the statistics about the veterans. In fact, have you been seeing on Facebook a lot of women are doing the push-ups, the 33 push-ups? 33? Why 33? Because that's the number of veteran suicides a day. What did I say? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, it's 22.
Okay, well, online, on
it's
Facebook,
33.
People have 33. Been saying 33.
Oh, that's good. Unfortunately,
that's not
I hope
good,
it's
but...
not, yeah. I know, that I kind of said that, but it's good that they're doing it. I hope it's still at 22, and it really is unfortunate.
Basically, they're trying to bring awareness to this, but what Veronica's doing is taking a step further and taking action, real action to do this. And, you know, a couple of weeks we had State Senator Tom Cullerton on the show. He's traveling around the state and talking to people about what can we do to help our veterans. And has he talked to you yet?
No, I'd like to talk to him.
You know what? He'll be on the show next week, I think. I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure it's next week. You should pop in and talk to him, because he's going around to find out what people want to do or what can be done to help our veterans, which, you know, it's all great, but let's see if we can execute some of this stuff. Like, how about passing a budget?
Right. Well, that would be a good start. Yeah, for everyone.
That's a good way to execute it, because we've lost a lot of veteran support programs. But talking about execution is Veronica Porter. We're talking to Veronica Porter today on the show, a dear friend of mine, the founder, creator of the Veterans Victory Farm in Bartlett.
No, it's in Naperville. It's in Naperville.
Okay, now we're...
No.
The business
is in Naperville, but we're growing in Batavia, and we're also praying that we can get some land that actually we'll be purchasing in Oswego.
Okay.
But we will always... Our base of operations, so to speak, there's a business. We plan on having different growing centers all around Chicago area.
Well, that would be great. Yeah.
Like, so to create a food hub, which is another dimension.
Farms
another.
In the heart of each community. How about that?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that in the Chicago area, we've lost most of our large farms, but there still are small parcels of 10, 15, 20 acres. And those type of acreage, if we can do those and preserve them for future generations, that it'll be so important for future generations, because we have developed a mentality in this country as a whole, but I'm just going to focus just in the Chicago area, that we will always go to the We have the mentality that you go to the grocery store and we have food without any thought of where it comes from. And what if one day no trains, no trucks, nothing, you know, we couldn't get any other food from the outside sources? What would we have here? When our parents, when your grandparents, my grandparents were growing up, you had a backyard. You were growing food.
Yeah, there was victory gardens.
There were victory gardens everywhere.
It wasn't just tomatoes.
It wasn't just because the victory farm gardens were created because of World War II, but it was a mentality from the Depression to the wars and continuing on that you always were able to have something that you could feed your family. And we've really lost that mentality. When there are several things that led up to this. Obviously, I was raised in a family.
The brutal winters. How about that?
They preserved their food. So, I mean, you know, you grew. I mean, the mentality that they had really needs to be revived. And
maybe we need to do that in the school system, because parents are busy
working. I'm working on it.
I'd love to teach my kids how to garden if I had the time to do it. But maybe we should have some programs in the school. You're working on it. That's good to hear.
Yes, I'm definitely working. In fact, I've got one. We're starting with District 203 with their Connections program. We've got a garden.
How about getting these veterans in the schools?
Well,
while they're gardening,
idea.
They can
that's
talk
the
to the kids.
Idea.
Veronica, you're brilliant.
Whole idea. is the thing is that we've got it takes up, that's why I'm so excited about it, and my business plan incorporates all of these things, and why, you know, just would love to be able to move a little faster, but I'm glad that we've, pun intended, we're planting the seed, we're getting started, so that's good. The thing about it is that we have, there's a series of things that have happened that have led to this, obviously my upbringing, my desire to have fresh food for my children, so I continued gardening and making all my children's food, but the thing most recently is about 5-6 years ago, maybe a little, maybe go up to 10, we started having food days in Daly Plaza in Chicago, and I was part of the committee which was called Building a Healthier Chicago. That group of people coming together, I also started volunteering to work in the community gardens in the urban center throughout Chicagoland. And they were in some of the tougher neighborhoods like Englewood and Lawndale and, you know, back the yards and things like that, some neighborhoods that weren't the most popular parts of the city. But I just absolutely loved it. I loved working with the
people. Were there a lot of volunteers? Let me ask you that. Were going in the Englewood neighborhood?
No. I would go usually, but I would hook up with, or I would connect with other people that were, you know, managing the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with a lot of them. I'm also working with the USDA Good Greens. They have meetings on a monthly basis where you just meet some of the most wonderful people. There's a lot happening in the city. Chicago is way ahead of the suburbs, at least Naperville, that's for sure. But anyway, so by working with them, so I started going out there and working and, you know, teaching them. And then the Chicago Public School System, and this was all done just volunteer, they said, could you maybe teach some of the kids how to, you know, cook and maybe some of the ideas that you have preserving and things like that. So I started working with Chicago Public Schools children to, you know, just teach them. It was just really fun. I just loved doing it, and I got so much in return just working with these different people. And then one day we had this beautiful salad, lettuce. We had these beautiful peppers. We had these beautiful tomatoes. I mean, everything to make a beautiful salad, right?
Yeah.
So I was like really excited. I was like, look, kids, you can take this home and give it to your mother. You can have a salad for dinner. And if ever I saw deer in the headlight looks on these children's faces, and they said, no, we get our salad from a bag. And it was boom to me. It was like, my goodness, for generations, people think food comes out of a box, a bag, or the drive-through window. It's not just in the inner city. It's everywhere. And that was really my light bulb moment to say, I've got to do something about this, because I was fortunate to have people teach me. I need to teach it to others.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of Ask Aunt V and the beginnings of the Veterans Victory Farm as well.
What is this, the Veterans Victory Farms? What has it done for our veterans?
Well,
take us through the process of the veterans. How do you recruit them?
First of all, let me just say a bit about Veterans Victory Farm. Veterans Victory Farm is an organic, regenerative, heirloom variety farm. We are leasing right now. So again, there are certain limitations we have in how we can expand. But what the importance of it is that we also work with, including our workforce, veterans who have traumatic brain injury and PTSD. It has been clinically proven that the best form of therapy is working the land. So for me, it was very important. You were talking about how do we get veterans involved. The thing about it is a veteran, a person who goes into service, is by nature a leader. He or she is going into service to serve and protect. And if they have an issue when they get out, if they have an injury, if they have a disability when they get out, the last thing they are by their nature is going to ask for help. It's very, very difficult to get them to the VA. And the VA is not always as helpful as it should be. It's very difficult for them to get the help that they need. So with that all being said, for organizations, and there are wonderful, wonderful charitable organizations, but they want to go out and help the veteran. Well, really, it's a disconnect because these veterans don't want to be helped. That, for them, makes them look weak.
Mm-hmm.
So Veterans Victory Farm is a for-profit corporation. We do qualify to become a B, which is a benefit corporation, which we will when we can afford it down the line. But what the purpose of it is to train and employ the veterans and to get them into an environment where we can challenge their weaknesses, we can build them up on their strengths, we can give them that period of time they need to heal, deal with their disability, and to be in an environment that is healthy, they're with their peers, and they're making a change. I always like to say it's the mission continues. There is an organization that's called that. Excuse me. But I love to connect with them and say, the mission continues. Instead of bullets, we're giving them seeds. Instead of, you know, mm-hmm. we're giving them the tools they need to heal, to perhaps find some sort of a career, and then to build them up and strengthen them so that they can go on and continue doing it on their own if they choose to.
Yeah. Now, with this, you said it's for profit. Are you able to then pay these veterans eventually, or is it still volunteer work?
No, it's all, they all are all paid.
That's fantastic.
Excuse me. I felt that was necessary because the idea of having them volunteering and doing it for free just didn't work for me at all. I felt that it was disrespectful to them. Excuse me.
No problem. Go ahead, take a glass of water. I'm clearing my throat, too. We're right after lunch here. I'm clearing my throat as well. You make a very good point about that. It's not that when we ask our veterans to volunteer, it's not that we're being disrespectful, but it really, really lets them know by offering them real jobs that can benefit them that we care about
them.
Their hope and we support them. And we really are putting a dollar on their value, which, you know.
Well, they have families. I mean,
there's plenty of places to volunteer.
They need to be reintroduced and become comfortable with civilian life. They need to, I'm talking about people who maybe have a TBI or a PTSD situation. They don't want to be identified by their disability, but they have to work through the issues. They need to learn the strategies, and that's what we're providing them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how have you been working with veterans lately? Mm-hmm. Are they actually on? How many veterans are on
right
that
now,
farm?
Right now, because of the size of the farm, we have about 5 acres. We employ about 4 on a regular basis.
Okay.
And then we also have, I apologize for this cough thing going up, but we want to start up to get more people involved. First of all, we have 10 acres that we are looking for investors to help us purchase the land so that we can actually purchase land, which is another dimension of how much more that we can actually do and how many more people that we can employ and just expanding the complete services that we have available as a business. The other thing that we want to do, it's what we're calling the Farmyard Project, which gets us to train the veterans and to go out and to help at the schools, to help perhaps somebody wants to have a garden in their backyard, helps them to set up and give them the tools to actually start growing.
She's got a bad cough, everybody. Let's bear with you. We've been talking to Veronica Porter, who is the founder, the creator of the Veterans Victory Farm that is in
Naperville,
based in Naperville, but the farms are going to be all over Chicagoland, she's hoping. These farms are to provide local, organic, heirloom variety produce, freshly picked daily, using regenerative permaculture growing methods. You have to tell me what that really is all about. And the purpose of these farms is to provide the training and employment for recently discharged veterans, including veterans suffering from TBI, that's traumatic brain injuries, or PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and young men and women who are highly capable with special needs or hidden disabilities. That part, too. So we're talking about autistic children. We're talking about kids with
developmental disabilities,
MS, all that, all these kinds of conditions.
That's right.
Now, that takes a lot of energy on your part. Do you have any help?
Right now, we're in the startup, so yes, I'm doing majority of it, but yes, I have a lot of support from a lot of people. And
are these volunteers in the community, or are these paid staff?
I have about 1 or 2 people that are helping me, and I'm trying to pay them. I think that people work. I mean, there are people that are willing to be volunteers, but the thing is that I really, really feel in fairness, if people work for you, they should get paid. So they're taking a very, very
But there are a lot of people that want to volunteer. So what I'm getting at is, can someone contact you and volunteer? Because there's tons of people out there that are looking for projects to take on and volunteer. So if you need the help.
Once we have property, that would be something that we would love to have. Right now, because we're leasing, we have certain liability limitations. So that we can't take a lot of volunteers.
Oh, that's why.
That's one of the reasons of having your land. You can define the capabilities a little bit broader.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Veronica, it's been so great talking to you. I know you have a call at 2:00, so we only have a little bit more time with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Just for a short while.
You have to fly out of here. So, what other projects are you working on? You always have all these great ideas. Every time I see you, you update me, and you always have these new, really exciting ideas. The problem is getting people to execute them and getting it That's getting it going and finding the funding and the money. Do you think this one is really going to stick around? Do you think you've really
the better
got a good
farm? I definitely hope so. And I mean, because it's just so important. The value of local food in our society is very, very important. It's going to become increasingly important.
Yeah.
Just real quickly, because when I walked away, you asked about regenerative and permaculture. Permaculture is actually a compound word of permanent agriculture. What that means is everything that you are doing is, so it's not I just grow a garden in the summer. It means I'm growing a garden in the summer, and then what I'm doing is preparing for the fall and what happens in the fall. So you're continually, it's a year-round thing. The difference and the definition of a regenerative versus sustainable. Sustainable means that I'm sustaining it, and it's kind of it's stagnant. Regenerative means that what I'm doing for the environment, for the garden, for the farm, is I'm making it possible to improve it continually so that for the next generation, for the next season, I'm improving it so it will continually be better and healthier. Because we are a no-till farm, and what that means is we don't have a tractor, we don't rototill, we don't do any of that sort
of thing. Oh, really?
And the reason we don't do that is because of the fact that the first 6 to 12 inches of your soil is where all your biodiversity needs to be. That's where you need to be continually feeding it and having the soil be healthy. Your soil is a living thing. Too many people have dirt, and dead dirt, which is just, there's nothing growing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the big problem with it, too, is something that a lot of people have that they're not aware of, is they put mulch on, and if mulch is not certified organic,
I didn't even think of that.
That's a real, real big issue, because if you just go to the majority of landscape facilities, municipalities, and that sort of thing, the majority of it is, just ground up trees and things like that. You don't know how healthy they were. You have no idea what it's done. But they can include in there telephone poles, railroad ties, playground equipment. Yes, so all that can be in there. So if it is not certified.
Rubber, plastic things that don't break down?
I was working with a garden recently from a pretty well-respected landscaper who had provided the dirt and mulch, and there were shards of glass in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
So you need to be very, very careful of that. And so all those types of things are really important, where your water source is from, where the soil, what is being done, what is being put on there. Definitely no chemicals. Definitely no pesticide. And I cannot tell you how many people will be really conscious of that in their little plot maybe of that they're growing their tomatoes in, and then go and put Roundup or treat their lawn. Well, excuse me.
With the preen or the chemicals.
Anything.
For killing
weeds.
And
I'm sorry, but that's all going into the same soil.
You know, we had Mike Nowak on the show a couple weeks ago.
I was just on his show
Friday. Yeah, he was on last week. And actually, he had mentioned you because we were talking about food and the veterans. And he said... he mentioned Veronica. I was like, yes, so it was great. But, yeah, he talked about that, how he slapped me on the wrist because I bombed my house because I got bit by a poisonous spider. So I just went to the extreme. I was, like, on the attack. I was like, Rambo, you mess with me, buddy, I'm getting you. And that was, I will never do that again. And I don't know what I was. I was just in the zone. I'm going to get these guys. But, Mike slapped me on the wrist. So, no, I won't be doing that, Mike Nowak, ever again. But, we just have to get educated. I didn't know what to do, how to get rid of these bad guys that bit me 8 times, poisonous. You're right. And I was being very organic in my vegetable garden. But then on the rose bush next to it that had the Japanese beetles, I was spraying it with the chemical.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to realize, and we don't even think about it. We have to be more conscious about it. And I think education is the best way. And you and Mike Nowak are doing a great job trying to educate the community, but your voices can only be heard so far. We got to really get the word out there about that. So if someone wants to be a part of or support you, write you a big check.
Oh, I love it.
You have the Naperville office. They can reach you in Naperville, Veronica Porter.
Right. And there's
what's
two
the official name of the company?
It's VeteransVictoryFarm.com.
Okay.
Our Facebook is Veterans Victory Farm. My Gmail is veteransvictoryfarm@gmail.com. The same thing with AskAnfie, AskAnfie.com, Facebook page, and my Gmail account. So veteransvictoryfarm.com or on the Facebook page or, you know, Gmail. Mm-hmm. It's, we would love to hear from you. I would love to speak with you. I, like I said, I'm starting with District 203. I just really wanted to say we started a small schoolyard project with the Connections, which is the young adults with developmental disabilities from 18 to 22. So that's going to be
with the district. Wow.
That's with fantastic. The district. And my hope has been for years to get a garden in every school.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, really. I mean, how thrilling is it? We have tons of schools, especially the preschools. You've got the insect room. Mm-hmm. You've got the spider room. You've got the caterpillar room, the turtle room, and they have all the pets in there. How about having vegetables?
How about having?
And each room develops like the carrot garden and then the tomato garden. It would have to happen in the spring and summer and then
well, the
fall.
Thing about it is, and I'd like to say that the biggest objection whenever I've brought it up for the last, my children have been in the schools for almost 30 years.
Yeah, mother of four here.
Yes, thank you. And it's always been, well, you know, in the summer, that's when school's out. Well, the mayor of Madison made it a priority in Madison, and they have year-round school gardens there. So we can do it as well. And the thing about it is that there's so many programs that we've already got established, which include the sciences, which includes the math, which includes the arts. I mean, if you really figure it out, you know, take the time, you can make it part of your curriculum as well. It's not just an extracurricular activity. And I just would like to do a shout-out for where I sell my
go right ahead, of course.
Is Casey's Foods. We'll probably starting in August this year, we will be having our food. We'll have some things prior to it, but the heirloom varieties of different melons, different tomatoes, different cucumbers, different peppers, just a wide, wide variety of heirloom vegetables will be available, and they have a completely, completely different taste and a nutrition value than what you get.
Well, you actually
nutrition.
Can taste the tomato, which tomatoes these days I don't taste.
They taste like wax.
I just taste the texture is there, and you think the juiciness is there in the texture, but there's no flavor at all.
This
is at Casey's. Dan Casey is a friend of mine.
He's the best.
He is the best human being on this planet.
Yes, definitely.
Really, busy man, but never too busy to talk to you.
And he's always and so kind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that
genuine.
We have about 10 different varieties of tomatoes, and each one has its own taste profile. There'll be some that are, you know, sweet or some that have a little
Do
bit
you write,
more.
Like, you know how Anderson Bookstore has a little copy reviews of each book and they put a little note there? Are you going to do that with the tomatoes?
If Dan lets me, or his produce, Frank lets me, but I would love to, because what we would love to do, because we pick in the morning and it's at the store by noon is what we're planning on having done. And that way, you know, that's the freshest you're ever going to get. And so that's what we do every day. We have some beans that are just the French varieties, and then we have some We have a lot of French varieties of different fruits and vegetables, and so it's just as fresh as you could be. And so we don't pick until it's ready.
Yeah.
And then the day that it's ready, we pick it and get it straight to the store. So it's not a situation where, like a lot of produce companies or a lot of farmers, what they do, they will pick for the week. We don't want to pick for the week. We want to pick for that day, have you buy it that day, and then the taste and nutritional profile will be at its peak.
Well, I love that. Congratulations. Well, I have to do a hats off to Dan Casey, and what a great idea. Dan Casey's Casey's Foods, established 1969. I'll never forget that because that was the year I was born. Okay, now you guys do the math. You know how old I am. They're in Naperville. They also have another location. Do you know where it is?
In Villa Park. Oh, and also in Western Springs, right by the train station.
He's a third location now?
Yeah, because I was on the train. I felt so silly. I was like, Dan, I just saw your new sign. Because I was coming back from the train station. And he's like, it's been there since 1969.
Get
I'm like,
out!
Kidding. I never
We thought
seen
we were the
it.
Only ones. Well, he lives in Naperville, so we
right.
think it's,
he
you
grew
know.
Up in Western Springs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you're looking for a Casey's food, if you're looking for vegetables from the Veterans Victory Farm, you can go to Casey's soon.
In Naperville, right.
In Naperville.
Probably starting in August. Plan on August.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe you'll have to come back on in August to remind us.
But next week,
Tom Cullerton, Senator Tom Cullerton, will be here. I would love to have you. Would you stop by?
I surely will. I surely will.
Okay, 1:15, stop in, and we'll talk to Senator Tom Cullerton about we want to talk about the budget, too. He told me when he was here last month, he thought within 2 weeks we would have finalized last year's budget. Now we're behind
even on this year's budget.
On this year's budget, too. So tough questions for State Senator Tom Cullerton. He handled it like a charm, like any politician would. He's a good man, though. And it's tough. It's tough being down there. I can't imagine.
I cannot imagine. What,
I see the post that our state rep,
Grant Worley,
posts, and I feel his pain. He is extremely frustrated mm-hmm. at what's been going on down there. And I don't know.
Sit down in a room and don't come out until you've got him up.
I think that's got to be what they got to do.
One of the
this
ideas.
Is crazy. We're the only state in the nation now without a budget 2 years in a row here. That's we don't want to break those kind of records in the state, that's for sure. But anyway, Veronica, I know you got to go.
Yes.
She's got a conference call. This important lady here, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so
really
much
do.
For
okay,
having
I'll see you
me.
Next week, and then back in August, stop by.
I will.
Bring some of the vegetables, would you?
I probably. I'll
and
bring
maybe
some arugula next
one of the
week.
Veterans, too, would love to talk to arugula. Oh, yeah.
I
would sounds
love
great.
I'll see you guys. They're a little shy, but I'll get one. Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you know,
so
I can always
much.
Bring Jack Schiffler in. He's a veteran. He would love to talk to us. We'd love to get an update from him on what our veterans are talking about at the VFW these days. Bye, Veronica. Thanks for popping
thank
over.
You.
If you're just tuning in now, you missed a great interview with my friend Veronica Porter. She grew up in Naperville in a small farm town. Can you believe that's what Naperville used to be, folks? Now it is a destination. People go there. They are entertained, wine, dine, great restaurant. You would never know this was a small farm community. That's where Veronica grew up. So the values that are important to her are farm-to-table, food integrity, cooking with children, teaching people, preserving food. And now she's got she teaches classes as Aunt V in the schools and in the community. I see her all over the place teaching classes. And reminding people to be organic and eat from the land, your own land and your own backyard. But I'm so proud of her because she created the Veterans Victory Farms. Well, there's only one farm right now, and she hopes to have more, one in every community. Wouldn't that be great? Have one of these victory farms, the Veteran Victory Farms, in every community. I would love that. Anyway, you can reach her by emailing askauntv@gmail.com. There's also the Veterans Victory Farm @gmail.com. And she has a website, askauntv.com, and also veteransvictoryfarms.com. Veronica Porter, she had to take off. Thanks so much, Veronica, for listening or coming into the studio and sharing all this with us. We really appreciate what you do. Keep up the good work for our veterans. Okay, we'll be right back. I have a treat for you. You know this man fairly, really well. I'm sure you'll recognize his voice. He's been in Chicago, I'm thinking, at least 25 years on the airwaves. One of the top reporters in Chicago. This guy is amazing. And now he's doing something even more amazing. Paul Meinke from Channel 7 will be joining us shortly now. We're going to talk about his next adventure. Don't go away. Listen in.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello.
Are you there?
I am there. I'm sorry I was driving and I didn't get your earlier messages. I would have been happy to call in earlier, but I was driving.
Oh, no, you are just fine. This is perfect. Well, if you're just tuning in now, we are listening or we're talking to ABC 7 reporter Paul Meinke. He is. Are you biking right now? Are you on your cell phone biking?
No, that would be a no-no. No, I'm actually at SkyArt in South Chicago. We're going to pay him a little visit before we take off.
You know, okay. So a lot of people don't know this, but and a lot of people do. He just kicked off this campaign. He's going to bike from Oregon to New Hampshire, raising funds in support of Sky Arts. This is a free arts program for young people on the south side of Chicago. Your journey is going to take you over 3,600 miles and 50 days. You're going to raise money for Sky Art. Let's first talk about about Sky Art and why it's so important to you, and how did you get involved in the community too?
Well, it's a way to give back to kids who have an opportunity to express themselves through the arts. This is a program that was started a number of years ago, and I got involved through a colleague and friend at work, Barb Markoff. She's the chairman of the board of Sky Art. So there's nothing more rewarding than to see young faces that are in an atmosphere that's safe and they can create you know, find little imagination buttons and creation, do a wonderful bit of artwork, and then they're nurtured along the way by some wonderful teachers. And it's in South Chicago, so this is an area where a lot of children don't have opportunities that they may have in other places. And it's wonderful to see the smiles on their faces when they create something that comes deep from within. It's just great.
Oh, yes. And so Sky Art's been around exactly for 15 years, a little hidden
yes.
gem in Chicago's cultural landscape, delivering free visual arts programs to some of the city's most underserved Southside neighborhoods. The driving goal of this organization is to impact the lives, like Mike said, through the power of the arts. And, you know, I have to ask, so this program, how is it funded? How do you guys keep it going for 15 years now? 15 years strong.
Well,
it's
largely through contributions and generous donors and various grants. They've made a success of it, and it's a wonderful testimonial to what they've done that some of the people who were in the program as children love it so much that they have come back and are now teachers here. So it's a matter of having learned an experience and been rewarded and awarded by it, and then giving back to kids who are going to learn from their peers. And that's
fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that
yeah.
certainly is. So let's talk about now. You want to give back to this, but now, do you ever volunteer and help the kids with their artwork? And are you an artist yourself?
I am not an artist, and I would I would be lying if I said I've attempted to be one. but I'm fairly new to Sky Art, I would tell you that much, but my intention is to get more involved in helping the kids, not just raising money for them, but being part of the program. I did come down in the early part of about a month or so ago, and we spent some time with the kids, and I shot some video and made a little piece that we posted, and I got a wonderful taste of what they do, and the staff here is fantastic, so they've become
That's
good
great.
Friends all real quickly.
Oh, that's isn't it a great feeling to give back and to actually see the fruits of your labor and the fruits of your heart, the way you give back and the smile on the children's faces.
Make you feel good. It is. I think that's our mission in life. I mean, if we can't give back, as you know, as a reporter, you cover all this murder, mayhem, and tragedy all the time, and you really feel like you want to be able to do something that works on the other end of that spectrum. And it's terribly rewarding from that perspective, but just from a human perspective, that you're able to give back to people who really deserve to have an opportunity.
Here, here, absolutely. So you're going to be gone 50 days on this ride. So we're not going to see you. Are you taking a little bit of a leave, 50-day leave from work? We'll miss you.
Well, I'm actually quasi retired now, so I've got the freedom to come and go, and they've been very kind to me at work. I come back occasionally to do stories, and so I did this 4 years ago. We had a slightly different route. We went from San Francisco to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is more northerly, and it starts in, as you mentioned, Astoria, and then we end up in the same place. It's, as you mentioned, 3,600 miles. So it gets a little grueling from time to time.
A little.
Posterior tends to speak to you.
Is this, okay, is anyone following you with first aid? I mean, where are you going to sleep at night and changing of clothes? And are you allowed to stop and go to the bathroom?
Sure.
Tell us
about this is fully supported. It's a group called America by Bicycle. And what they do is they sponsor tours, so you're fully supported, meaning that there's what they call a sag wagon. There's a support crew that rides along. We stay in hotels. We're not camping. And we get up early and eat and hit the road as early as possible. There's, I think, 36 people in the group this time, so it's a pretty good size. I haven't been in a group that big before, so I suspect when we go out to eat or when we need to do the laundry, there'll be some jostling for position.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, with a group that large, for sure. And you're gonna bike from Oregon to New Hampshire. What are you looking forward to? What sites are you looking forward to seeing that you've probably never seen?
I've been blessed to be able to do this, as I mentioned before. So I've seen some real beautiful countryside, and for my money, there's no better way to do it than to see it from a bike. And I have never seen the Tetons before. We go through the Tetons. We begin in the Columbia River Valley. We cross the Rockies, go into Wyoming, and then we come across the Badlands in South Dakota. We'll see Mount Rushmore, which I have not seen before. And then we come through Minnesota, Wisconsin, take a ferry across Lake Michigan, go into Ontario for a bit, so we all have to bring our passports. And then we come back down through Niagara Falls and up through upstate New York, which is quite beautiful, Vermont, the Green Mountains, and then New Hampshire, and we do what's called a ceremonial wheel dip in the Atlantic after having done so at the beginning in the Pacific.
Ceremonial wheel dip? Really? You can all ride your bike a little bit? Wow, that sounds
so dunk the wheel in the Pacific and then do the same thing when you get to the Atlantic.
Wow. Now, when are you leaving on this epic ride?
I fly out tomorrow, and then we rendezvous. The group gets together. We get our bikes all set to go, and we hit the highway on Monday. Actually,
okay,
Sunday, Monday. We do our brief little trip to the Pacific and do, you know, one of those photo ops, and then we ride back, and Monday morning we set out.
And 50 days
and
straight, you're right.
Climbing. Yeah, well, we have break days. You got to give your tail a rest. Otherwise, it'll talk back to you.
Okay, I'm not a biker, so I can only imagine. My butt is hurting. It hurts me when I drive from Parkridge to Uptown Parkridge. My butt's already hurting me and telling me to sit down for a Starbucks. I don't know how you do it. Where are you going to be on the 4th of July? Are you going to be in Mount Rushmore?
I have to look at my chart. When we did the ride 4 years ago, we were in Missouri, and we all got our red, whites, and blues on, and we had little flags, and we did our own little 4th of July tribute. It was kind of fun.
Nice.
It was very neat.
Oh, that's nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, have you been a biker your whole life? Is that what they call you when you ride your bike? Or because I'm thinking of a biker like a Harley guy. Those are bikers, right?
Yeah. Well, technically, I'd be a cyclist.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, biker is a term that's
cycling.
More traditionally motorcycle.
Really
yeah,
he's really doing the labor here. Okay, this is not a joyride.
Yeah, this is leg action. So,
how far have you biked before alone? How long of a stretch have you done?
The longest I've done in one day, unsupported, was, I think, 135, and I was a little bit younger then. I'm not so sure that I'd be real up for that right now, but it was a good ride.
You look the same. You don't look like you've aged at all. How many years were you on in Chicago? I was just seeing Rich King, 48 years in Chicago. I'm like, what? Rich doesn't even look like he's 48.
No, Rich, you know what? We were just talking about Rich the other night. He wears his age so well, and he's been around for so long. 48 years is just a phenomenal run. I did general assignment for seven. I started in 85. So I was on the air regularly for 30 years, and now part-time I retired from full-time grind back in September. But so 30 years plus.
Wow, even that.
Enough.
Well, and Paul, I catch you every now and then. I didn't know that you were semi-retired because I'm not always watching the news because I am delivering the news and the traffic during the day, early morning hours. So, you know, how it is. Once you're done with your news, you're done. You don't want to watch any more news. So,
I got you on that.
You look the same. You look absolutely, you look great. It must be the cycling. Keeps you young.
Well, I hope so. I guess I'll have to keep doing it.
Well, we wish you well and safe journeys,
Thank
my
you.
Friend. Happy
Thank
trails
you very
to you.
Much. I appreciate it. All right. Great. Thanks.
And Paul,
Take
let me
care.
Answer this real quick before you go, Paul. Where can people contribute to your ride to support the Sky Art?
There's a Facebook page. It's called the Sky Art Ride. And if you go on Facebook and just punch that in, there'll be a picture and an explainer. It has the route that we're on, the stops, and there's a donate button should someone wish to donate. That would be much appreciated.
I love it. You make it so easy. Just hit the button, folks. That's all it takes.
Hit
and
the
let
button.
Paul do the rest of the hard work.
There you go.
Again, my
all right.
Thanks for calling in. Wish you well on Monday when you take off.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
Happy trails. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
And if you
Bye-bye.
Feel like calling in and giving us an update, we would love to hear from you.
Okay. I may be in agony, but I'll do it.
All right. Keep smiling.
All right.
Thanks for everything you're
See
doing.
Ya.
To bring
Thanks.
Light to wonderful cause in the Chicago South Side. Bye-bye, Paul.
See you later.
We were
See
talking
bye-bye.
To Paul Meinke from ABC7. He is one of the top, well, you know, for over 25 years, one of the top reporters in Chicago. And now it's nice to see him doing like this. I mean, he's always done probably good things in the community, but it's nice to see that he's in a big way for 50 days this summer. He's going to be cycling almost, 3,600 miles. Wow. This journey, all to raise awareness about Sky Art on Chicago's South Side. So check out www.skyart.org for more information on that. You know, I do want to do a shout out to the Center Stage Theater and Solemn Oak Brewery. They asked me to mention this. They are bringing Chicago bands to Naperville Soundstage and will feature three main stage bands and two acoustic stage bands from the Chicago area. Headlining Naperville Soundstage is Chicago's art glam monstrosity, The Gold Web, known for their highly theatrical stage shows. This group douses audiences with blissful grooves, dramatic songwriting, and outrageous visual performance. Wow. 6-foot wings, glitter, feathers, and face paint, The Gold Web look like they flew out of David Lynch's dream or Lady Gaga's nightmare. Isn't that hysterical? I'm reading this right from them. They send this to me. No editing involved. Assembled out of a lineage of Chicago's bands and visual artists, members of The Gold Web, out cut their teeth touring with acts like Kiss and the Smashing Pumpkins. So basically, they're coming to the Naperville's Center Stage Theater, Naperville Soundstage, and this is going to be quite a concert. So you can get tickets for this event. It includes two beers from Solemn Oak Brewery. General admission attendees must be 21, of course, and they'll be required to show their ID at the door. So the soundstage event, you know, and I'm looking here and they didn't give me the dates. Wait, guys, you wanted me to do this, but you didn't give me the dates. So what I'm going to say is, next time I ask people for a press release, I'll tell them to mention the dates. It looks like, as I'm doing a little digging here, June 25th, that's a Saturday. That's next weekend, at Naperville Soundstage. My friend Candace Hernandez, she's been on this show many times, talking about Naperville's Kids Cabaret. That's a theater group for kids that has just been amazing for my children. Candace is the founder and director over there, and now she's created the soundstage. So this is basically a stage bringing together local bands that are pretty much this one sounds pretty outstanding. I'd love to see it myself. That's June 25th. You can go to their website, Naperville Soundstage. They didn't give me a website. Okay, maybe I can pull it up here. Let me try to do this. Center Stage Theater. CenterStageTheater.com for tickets. There you go. So check them out. I thought I told them I would do a shout-out for them. Also, I want to let you know that in July 24th, in fact, the Naperville Pancreatic Walk, the Walk to Fight Pancreatic Cancer, is taking place. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of that. Please come out and support it. Come and support and walk and help us fight and end pancreatic cancer. We really appreciate your support. And if you're a veteran, we want to do a shout-out to you. We support our veterans. We have Veronica Porter on the show today talking about the Veterans Victory Farms. If you're a business that supports veterans or you offer special discounts and deals to our veterans, we want to hear from you. In fact, the Hollywood Palms in Naperville on Mondays, they offer free movies to veterans. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get a beverage, non-alcoholic, of course, on me. So please, let me buy you a drink, guys and girls. All of our veterans who are so deserving, we want to reward you in any way we can. So here's something that we want to do for that. You know, I was talking earlier in the show, we've had a pretty tough week here in America, all the bad news that's been coming out of, especially Orlando, Florida. And so my message again is, as it is always every week, is to stay positive, everybody, be good to each other, watch out for each other. And look on the bright side of life. I wish I had that song handy. I'd play it. speaking of bright side of life, I was going to talk about important it is to do that. I should mention really quickly, though, the Brightside Theater in Naperville is putting out Spamalot, the Monty Python Spamalot. And so check out brightsidetheater.com for tickets and information. That production is this weekend and next weekend. What a way to celebrate Dad. Bring him to see Spamalot, the Brightside Theater. How about that? That sounds good. That's some good news. So we've been talking about how rough it's been this week, and I just wanted to point out to you that, you know, it's the little things, people. So, like last night, I took the kids over to my old neighborhood, to a church carnival, St. Paschal's, on Irving Park Road in Malvina, northwest side of Chicago. Something simple like that. First of all, the first 30 minutes, it wasn't a very happy moment because I realized I was going to drop $70 in less than an hour at this carnival. But after I ran out of money, we really had a good time the rest of the night. I mean, we did have fun when we were spending the money, but, you know, you don't really need to spend that kind of money to have a good time. My brother was there, and the kids were happy and smiling and laughing with each other and just being in the moment with each other. And that's what I look for every day, just moments that I could have. It's not experiences, it's not trips, it's moments every day that I look for that add meaning and joy to my life. And that's something that I've learned through a lot of, hard knocks, you know, a lot of tough times. And I think sometimes you have to go through those tough times to appreciate the good times. But even still, just listen to people's advice, like mine right now, and realize that it is these moments in our life that matter the most. And, you know, as I was walking around St. Paschal Carnival, seeing old friends, seeing people that I've never met before with their families, enjoying their time together, it just reminded me how precious life is and how happy I am that it's summertime in Chicago. You know, I have to say, all kidding aside, all right, but I'm going to say this, the beer tent, I have to tell you, at St. Paschal's, was bigger than the church. You know you're at a church event, a church festival, when the beer tent is bigger than the actual church. Ha ha, just kidding. But what a good time. My brother Tom was there, and just like my father before him, my father used to sell cannolis, all to raise money for the church, sell cannolis and Italian ice at the parish fest over at St. Ferdinand's on the northwest side. So here's my brother. He lives right around the corner from St. Paschal. That's his parish now. We used to go to Paschal when we missed Mass at St. Ferdinand. We'd run over to St. Paschal to make up for it. But we were in a different parish. It was different. These were different people. unfamiliar. My brother's over at St. Paschal is now a really nice community. And he's selling the Italian ice and the cannolis. Although last night, and I went last night to get my cannoli, and he said he didn't have any made because that was the first night of the carnival. So the carnival at St. Paschal's runs through Sunday. Go there. Check out Tommy Cakes. Tommy Cakes are otherwise known as funnel cakes, but these are huge. You know those little tiny funnel cakes you get from the carnival guys, the carnies? Well, that's not my brother's style. He's got to make them bigger. You'll be impressed. You could do a side-by-side comparison, which we did last night, and for sure, Tommy Cakes, hands down. So those are the moments. We had some wonderful moments last night. So I guess the message is enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves this weekend with Dad. It's Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Thanks for everything you do for the family. We know you work hard. We know that you love us. And here's your day. Do whatever you want. You want us to rub your feet? We'll do that. You want us to make breakfast in bed? We'll do that. So, and treat Dad right, everybody. I'm going to go visit my dad at St. Joseph's Cemetery. God rest your soul, Dad. I'm going to go visit him. I haven't been there in quite a while, and I don't particularly like cemeteries, but I'm going to go because I miss my dad. I'm thinking about him, and I'm going to go visit him. And so for all those that have gone before us, all those dads, we just want to say, hey, Dad, you're the best. And happy Father's Day. We're thinking of you too, Dad. Okay, well, that's enough here. We're almost out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another show, the Deli McCarthy Show. Thanks to Veronica Porter, Paul Meinke from ABC 7 News. Happy trails to you, Paul. And thanks, everybody, again, for tuning in. Take care, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And we'll see you next week on the Deli McCarthy Show. So long, everybody.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly McCarthy Show.